Tell me why you don't play it. Because I won. You never win everything in that game. There's always more. I won. Ender, we want to help you be as happy as possible, but if you want to make me the best soldier possible, go down and look at the standings. Look at the all-time standings. So far, you're doing an excellent job with me. Congratulations. Now, when are you going to put me up against the good army? Graf's set lips turned to a smile, and he shook a little with silent laughter. Anderson handed Ender a slip of paper. Now, he said. Bonzo Madrid, Salamander Army, 1200. That's 10 minutes from now, said Ender. My army will be in the middle of showering up after practice. Graf smiled. Better hurry then, boy. He got to his army's barracks 5 minutes later. Most were dressing after their showers. Some had already gone to the game room or the video room to wait for lunch. He sent 3 younger boys to call everyone in and made everyone else dress for battle as quickly as they could. This one's hot and there's no time, Ender said. They gave Bonzo notice about 20 minutes ago, and by the time we get to the door, they'll have been inside for a good 5 minutes at least. The boys were outraged, complaining loudly in the slang that they usually avoided around the commander. What they doing to us? They be crazy, nay? Forget why. We'll worry about that tonight. Are you tired? Fly Molo answered. We worked our butts off in practice today, not to mention beating the crap out of Ferret Army this morning. Same day nobody ever do 2 battles, said Crazy Tom. Ender answered in the same tone. Nobody ever beat Dragon Army either. This be your big chance to lose? Ender's taunting question was the answer to their complaints. Win first, ask questions later. All of them were back in the room and most of them were dressed. Move, shouted Ender. And they ran along behind him, some of them still dressing when they reached the corridor outside the battle room. Many of them were panting, a bad sign. They were too tired for this battle. The door was already open. There were no stars at all, just empty, empty space in a dazzlingly bright room. Nowhere to hide, not even in darkness. My heart, said Crazy Tom. They haven't come out yet either. Ender put his hand across his own mouth to tell them to be silent. With the door open, of course, the enemy could hear every word they said. Ender pointed all around the door to tell them that Salamander Army was undoubtedly deployed against the wall all around the door, where they couldn't be seen but could easily flash anyone who came out. Ender motioned for them all to back away from the door. Then he pulled forward a few of the taller boys, including Crazy Tom, and made them kneel, not squatting back to sit on their heels, but fully upright so they formed an L with their bodies. He flashed them. In silence, the army watched him. He selected the smallest boy, Bean, handed him Tom's gun, and made Bean kneel on Tom's frozen legs. Then he pulled Bean's hands, each holding a gun, through Tom's armpits. Now the boys understood. Tom was a shield, an armored spacecraft, and Bean was hiding inside. He was certainly not invulnerable, but he would have time. Ender assigned 2 more boys to throw Tom and Bean through the door, but signaled them to wait. He went on through the army, quickly assigning groups of 4, a shield, a shooter, and 2 throwers. Then, when all were frozen or armed or ready to throw, he signaled the throwers to pick up their burdens, throw them through the door, and then jump through themselves.
Move!
Shouted Ender. They moved. 2 at a time, the shield pairs went through the door, backward, so that the shield would be between the shooter and the enemy. The enemy opened fire at once, but they mostly hit the frozen boy in front. In the meantime, with 2 guns to work with and their targets neatly lined up and spread flat along the wall, the dragons had an easy time of it. It was almost impossible to miss. And as the throwers also jumped through the door, they got handholds on the same wall with the enemy, shooting at a deadly angle so that the salamanders couldn't figure out whether to shoot at the shield pair, slaughtering them from above, or the throwers shooting at them from their own level. By the time Ender himself came through the door, the battle was over. It hadn't taken a full minute from the time the first dragon passed through the door until the shooting stopped. Dragon had lost 20, frozen or disabled, and only 12 boys were undamaged. It was their worst score yet, but they had won. When Major Anderson came out and gave Ender the hook, Ender could not contain his anger. I thought you were going to put us against an army that could match us in a fair fight. Congratulations on the victory, Commander. Bean, shouted Ender, if you had commanded Salamander Army, what would you have done? Bean, disabled but not completely frozen, called out from where he drifted near the enemy door. Keep a shifting pattern of movement going in front of the door. You never hold still when the enemy knows exactly where you are. As long as you're cheating, Ender said to Anderson, why don't you train the other army to cheat intelligently? I suggest that you remobilize your army, said Anderson. Ender pressed the buttons to thaw both armies at once. Dragon army dismissed, he shouted immediately. There would be no elaborate formation to accept the surrender of the other army. This had not been a fair fight, even though they had won. The teachers had meant them to lose, and it was only Bonzo's ineptitude that had saved them. There was no glory in that. Only as Ender himself was leaving the battle room did he realize that Bonzo would not realize that Ender was angry at the teachers. Spanish honor. Bonzo would only know that he had been defeated even when the odds were stacked in his favor. That Ender had had the young child in his army publicly state what Bonzo should have done to win. And that Ender had not even stayed to receive Bonzo's dignified surrender. If Bonzo had not already hated Ender, he would surely have begun. And hating him as he did, this would surely turn his rage murderous. Bonzo was the last person to strike me, thought Ender. I'm sure he has not forgotten that. Nor had he forgotten the bloody affair in the battle room when the older boys tried to break up Ender's practice session. Nor had many others. They were hungry for blood then. Bonzo would be thirsting for it now. Ender toyed with the idea of taking advanced personal defense, but with battles now possible not only every day but twice in the same day, Ender knew he could not spare the time. I'll have to take my chances. The teachers got me into this. They can keep me safe.
Bean flopped down on his bunk in utter exhaustion. Half the boys in the barracks were already asleep, and it was still 15 minutes before lights out. Wearily, he pulled his desk from its locker and signed on. There was a test tomorrow in geometry, and Bean was woefully unprepared. He could always reason things out if he had enough time, and he had read Euclid when he was 5, but the test had a time limit, so there wouldn't be a chance to think. He had to know. And he didn't know. And he would probably do badly on the test, but they had won twice today, and so he felt good. As soon as he signed on, however, all thoughts of geometry were banished. A message paraded around the desk. See me at once. Ender. The time was 21:50, only 10 minutes before lights out. How long ago had Ender sent it? Still, he'd better not ignore it. There might be another battle in the morning. The thought made him weary, and whatever Ender wanted to talk to him about, there wouldn't be time then. So Bean rolled off the bunk and walked emptily through the corridor to Ender's room. He knocked. Come in, said Ender. Just saw your message. Fine, said Ender. It's near lights out. I'll help you find your way in the dark. I just didn't know if you knew what time it was. I always know what time it is. Bean sighed inwardly. It never failed. Whenever he had any conversation with Ender, it turned into an argument. Bean hated it. He recognized Ender's genius and honored him for it. Why couldn't Ender ever see anything good in him? Remember 4 weeks ago, Bean, when you told me to make you a toon leader? Yeah. I've made 5 toon leaders and 5 assistants since then, and none of them was you. Ender raised his eyebrows. Was I right? Yes, sir. So tell me how you've done in these 8 battles. Today was the first time they disabled me, but the computer listed me as getting 11 hits before I had to stop. I've never had less than 5 hits in a battle. I've also completed every assignment I've been given. Why did they make you a soldier so young, Bean? No younger than you were, but why? I don't know. Yes, you do. And so do I. I've tried to guess, but they're just guesses. You're very good They knew that. They pushed you ahead. Tell me why, Bean. Because they need us, that's why.